Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
You heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply.
See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Okay, so before we start this episode of the Bellows Podcast, I have received a gift, and I've been waiting to open this. Since I am the current Bella Brains champion.
Wait, what?
Yeah, and we've just been waiting for your husband for you to make a comeback, but he's been a no-show.
I thought I was winning.
So I got in the mail, and I've been waiting to open it. Nikki, roses are red, violets are blue. You won Bella Brains last, so this is for you.
But I won like the 10 before.
OMG.
I think I might be jealous.
Oh, girl. You're going to be more than jealous.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
You all see that?
You are lucky, girl.
Made for the champ. That is right. Queen of Bella Brains is here. That is sick.
Wow.
Let me just take a selfie real quick. I'm kind of bummed I didn't wear makeup today. Shoot.
You win one and you think you're the champ.
Don't be a hater.
I won like 10 in a row.
Because I got an amazing trophy, like beyond.
Whatever. I'm going to ask Santa Claus for one. Sick.
Santa doesn't bring losers these kind of gifts, Bree. Sorry.
Well, did you give me the hostess with the mostest award?
No, because you started that sentence with me, so...
You should have made me an award.
That was badass. Thank you.
And now, coming to the mic, Nikki and Brie Bella. This is the Bellas Podcast.
All right, everyone. Well, welcome back to another episode of the Bellas Podcast. We just love when you come join us for happy hour. And today we're going to be
opening up with some Mamita's tequila and soda, so some yummy palomas. I think we've had these on before.
Have we?
Yep, we've had Mamita's on before.
That is, you're right. We love Mamita's.
Yeah, there's nothing like...
I saw it in my fridge, I was like, we got to do this today. Yeah.
Nothing like a canned margarita with your sweatpants. That's right.
Well, this is a paloma, not a margarita.
Or paloma, isn't the same thing, pretty much?
If margarita was here, they'd slap you across the face.
Whatever. Cheers, sister.
Salute.
We survived Thanksgiving.
Salute, Mamita.
That's really good.
Yeah, we did. I have to say, you survived Thanksgiving.
I survived. I feel like I haven't slept for a week.
I know. Brie was definitely the hostess with the mostest, I have to say.
Thank you. I feel like I was too. You know, I always love hosting Thanksgiving. I don't know why. I feel like months before Thanksgiving happens, I'm always super excited.
Yeah.
I like to throw a Halloween party. I want to do Thanksgiving. I'll throw like the Christmas Eve dinner because I do love hosting. But you do forget all the work that goes into it. I mean, literally Thanksgiving Day, woke up, had my list, my game plan, did not sit down, couldn't even look at my phone except to use it as a timer until 8:30 p.m. that night.
Wow.
And I just collapsed. I was like donezo.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm still in a food coma.
Me too. I mean, look, we're in sweatpants and you and I are just...
We had to go the lazy way today, and there's no shame in that.
Even when I dropped the kids off at school today, one of the parents was like, we survived, and here we are, first like day of school back from Thanksgiving break. And I'm like, you know what? I survived.
Yeah.
I survived.
Well, you did amazing. I have to say, I'm just so obsessed with our kind of Thanksgiving because I've kind of realized that Thanksgiving dinner is more about the side dishes than that main entree.
100%.
It's like everyone gets really excited of what dish you're going to make and bring. And I just feel really blessed that like you have a bomb dish, mom has a bomb dish, I got a bomb dish, Artem has a bomb dish, Brian makes a bomb dessert. Like we all like if we were to do a family Thanksgiving challenge, like a cook-off, our family would win in a heartbeat.
For sure. You know, this is the thing. I think because I was a vegetarian for almost 10 years, all I ever could eat at Thanksgiving were side dishes. So I could never have the turkey. And then a lot of times people would always do stuffing with meat. So I could never do stuffing. So I really had to enjoy the side dishes.
Yeah.
And I became obsessed.
I mean, I love me some turkey.
Yeah. But I feel like you're 100% right. It's all about the side dishes and what's fun. And I love how a couple years ago we all said no appetizers and no bread rolls.
Yeah.
Like those we don't have in our Thanksgiving at all.
At all.
If you come to a Bella Thanksgiving, you will have no bread and you will have no appetizers.
We start with wine and we end with wine.
That's right. And so, but what I love is like Nicole does an amazing cheese rice.
Amazing is a key word.
Yeah. And then my mom does a Jell-O salad.
Pretzel Jell-O salad.
I always forget.
Which was Mateo's absolute favorite.
It's so good.
It was so good and so cute how he got it all over him.
Right.
All over him.
I'll do a broccoli salad. Brian does a pumpkin cake. I mean, we have all this. We still have mashed potatoes.
Artem is the bombest at mashed potatoes.
And we'll bring in stuffing and turkey.
And when
still.
JJ does do the turkey, he's amazing right. at the turkey.
So that was kind of, what else am I missing that was something yummy to put on your plate? I think that's it. But like, it's perfect amount of food. It's so good. We all feel grateful.
And they're all good leftover foods. I think yes. that's why I end up, I always tell myself, oh, I'm not going to do leftovers. And then it's like, you almost don't want to feel wasteful. So I do leftovers all weekend. And then I just, today, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm in such a food coma, but that's okay.
Yeah. But it's fun. It's crazy because you spend all day cooking. And then I was doing a bunch of those arts and crafts and fun stuff. And then like, I just feel like when everyone gets there, it just flies.
Yeah.
Like everyone
it goes by way too fast. I just can't wait till I get to the point where I can actually show up really cute and like enjoy my time instead of like having to chase the toddler around, making sure he's not going to like go through like a glass table or tear down someone's drapes or get Jell-O hands all over their walls. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. Like you saw, I felt more comfortable this year with Buddy just running around because of the older cousins.
Right. He's in a different place there.
Yeah. I felt like them. I felt like I could enjoy, like I sat back more, which was so nice because usually I'm chasing and I still have to chase with him.
I think next year will be different, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think so. It definitely gets easier. I mean, with Bird, it's crazy. I don't have to think twice with so much.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah. Like it really is.
I can't even imagine. I think my favorite part about it is just making memories. You know, it's just amazing to have these family traditions and to make these memories. And I started to like research a bit on the importance of memories. And there actually is a lot.
Oh, really?
Yes. Making memories is actually amazing for your mental health. And it's something that they urge people, especially who aren't healthy as far as mental health, to make memories because it instantly puts you in a happy place. So when you go and make good memories, automatically your brain, right? We think about those memories. And so it tends to make people happier. They also say that the more memories you can make with your children, when they get into places when they're older that are stressful, that are tough, that are sad, and you're not present, they go back to those memories. And that's why they say it's so important that you make such incredible memories. And they go in on how simple and playful. There actually was a breakdown of the type of memories you should try to create with your kids because how it helps them as adults, what they go back and look at when they need it most when you're not there.
Well, I have to say like our hip hip hooray that our family has always done. When you get a hip hip hooray chant in our family, you feel like you've accomplished so much and like you feel like you got the gold medal. And what I loved is when we did it for Hayden and Haley.
Yeah.
Because they made the pumpkin cake. Those girls remember that forever.
Oh yeah.
And it was so cute. So I totally get what you mean with that.
And you know what else they say about that,
what?
Which falls into place with what you're saying, is that it gives the kids a sense of purpose beyond what they do, whether it's at school or soccer or whatever extra activities they're doing. They feel like a purpose. So when you have Birdie cook with you and you guys are making that memory, or just like you talked about the girls, or even when it's like, we're going to go play that football game together after Thanksgiving, or whatever it may be, it gives also the kids a sense of purpose.
So you want to hear something really cute.
Yeah.
You just saying that. My big thing this year is I wanted to give them all a little job to do. That'd be part of Thanksgiving. And so I had Birdie, Haley, and Hannah made little fox name tags. And then you saw Hayden did the big menu. And then they also helped with cooking. But all of them to see, like, I have these pictures where they're just like so seriously doing everything because they knew it was part of the big Thanksgiving. And they felt so proud of themselves after. But what Brian's sister and I were saying is that that part felt so much like Thanksgiving because we all were at the big table, all had a little job for Thanksgiving, and we were all doing it together.
Yeah.
And it just, it felt like family time. It felt like the holidays. It felt special. Well, but the girls, you can tell they all felt very proud of themselves.
Well, because you guys, you know what you guys were doing was bonding. And that's another important thing they talked about, why it's so important that you make memories with children, is because of the bonding aspect. And so when you look at what you just talked about, how much that part right there felt like Thanksgiving, it's because you all were bonding.
Right.
And I watched this clip from 60 Minutes and it's going to blow you away. It's TikTok in China versus the United States.
Ooh.
No, you need to go watch it. More than ever, they're urging parents to truly navigate how much time your child spends on TikTok, because you know, in China, they only get 40 minutes a day and there it shuts down. They cannot view it.
Oh, wow.
But in America, we don't have that. And so they did a study where they asked kids from a certain age group, which were in school, what you want to be when you're older. When it came to China, it was an astronaut, a doctor, and something else. And when it came to America, the number one was an influencer.
Oh my gosh.
So when I was reading all these different articles about making a memory, you thinking that in your head, like, I want to go make memories, you're actually pulling your kids away from technology and of what the real world is. And they were talking about how easy it is to be playful, and then how you realize how you start to enjoy it. And it's moving us away from all those distractions in the world. And what's crazy is I found this article on Daily Mail UK. And it says it's about scientists film moment brain makes new memories. And look at it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And what's crazy is what they're hoping, it could offer hope for PTSD sufferers. But literally they say it's lighting up like Times Square on New Year's Eve. Look at that.
Wow, that's incredible.
Isn't that incredible how the brain looks when it makes a memory?
Oh, it really is. Mm. It's beautiful.
Yeah. And that just shows you how important it is for your mental health.
It's so important. But you know what's crazy today? I was talking to my life coach and we were just talking about a bunch of stuff. And I was saying how I've been daydreaming a lot about getting back into art, like painting, drawing, whatever. But Birdie paints all the time. I was like, oh, I should do it with Bird, because then not only are we doing something together, but I'm bringing something back in my life that was before her.
Yeah.
You see her. I mean, I had to put an art easel in her bedroom because she paints every morning before school.
That is amazing.
Oh, and she is just so great for us to do. And I have it where these pads I can put outside so we can sit outside and do it, because I feel like it's important to have nature involved. Now you saying all that, I'm going to really do that.
Totally. And you know that at a certain age group, I think it's 14 and under, on their TikTok in China, it can only be learning videos that they see.
Well, why don't we get that? Didn't TikTok?
They have something that they cannot be watching anything that's mindless. Everything that's teaching. And they were showing how America, they were like, literally this video breaks down on all the views of just watching cats or silly things, stuff that does nothing for their brain.
Yeah. So it was funny because when we drove back home from Tahoe, the kids watch shows the whole time. I mean, it's a 3-hour drive. So I needed to make dinner, unpack, get everyone ready. And they wanted to watch show. And I was like, no, you guys literally just watched 3 hours of shows. And I'm sure you don't even know what you watched. Like, it was the Gabby Dollhouse show.
Yeah.
I had to hear it the whole drive.
Oh yeah. I feel like I'm dreaming Gabby's Dollhouse in my head now.
I literally said, go to your rooms and play.
Yeah.
And if you guys don't go play, then here's a bag and put your toys in there, because obviously you don't like them.
Right.
So they went, and then I couldn't pull them out of their rooms to come eat dinner because they were having so much fun.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, see, like, you guys, you love it. Like, please stop bugging me about a show.
Oh, Artem and I will always be like, no, we need to turn TV off. And immediately Mateo is in all his toys or just wandering around talking to himself, like in his own world, having fun. And it's like, we always say, like, use it when it's needed. Like when you as a parent needs a break, right, or you're cooking dinner and you need that distraction. Right. But it's so true.
And like,
you do need to limit it. And as parents, and I get it, it's hard because I feel like, especially in America, we're always on the hustle, right?
Yeah, we're always exhausted.
Like, we're always exhausted. Mm-hmm. And so it makes it easy, but we really have to try and be proactive because we have to think of the future.
Right.
And that's our kids.
Well, and I tell them all the time, I'm like, you're bored, then that's fine. Yeah. You're bored.
Oh, he's going to hate me because I'm going to be so strict when it comes to social media. He probably will not be allowed to have it till he's 15 or 16. It's going to be monitored by me and he will not be able to scroll all the time. And Mateo's probably going to hate me for a few years and then he's going to thank me.
Right.
I'll be hated for a few years. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. I told Brian, I hate that my kids, it's like, the minute I get on my phone, they are like magnets. They just come over and they want to see what I'm looking at and whatever. And then I'm like, well, what am I doing on my phone? I mean, I love Pinterest. Like I scroll Pinterest a lot.
And now I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed so many with boards. Pinterest.
They want to scroll too. I can tell just because they see me do it. It's so bad. I'm like, we were just not raised like this.
No.
But that's
fine. Well, that's what a lot of people have talked about. Like we're all used to like going outside and riding a bike, building a fort. You know, it's just you had to kind of go find things to do.
Sometimes I just tell them, go outside. Like,
right.
And I shoo them out, but like,
and they love it.
They do. They end up loving it.
Yeah. I have to say, you know, we were in LA. Mateo and I were there for 2 months and Artem was there for 3 months and we were right there in the city and it was tough because we've just now grown so used to being in a small town and I love it. The quietness and I love just like all the nature and outdoor space and going out there and walking out to like concrete everywhere. That was like, I could tell even tough on Mateo. It was really tough on me. It was tough on Artem and we all were just like craving so bad to get back to the country. And it was crazy that the moment when we arrived last week, I was like, oh my gosh, like from the fresh air and like Mateo just went running everywhere. He did not want to come inside at all. And I was like, this is the importance of nature. It's just crazy, like how you feel, how good you feel. Like,
no, that's why we have to protect it.
Yeah. Which we haven't even gotten to. I mean, here we like, we're tracking Dancing with the Stars every week and we haven't even talked about the finale.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Because, well, a lot of big things happen finale night, our birthday.
Yeah.
Which we have to talk about.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi,
1 in 8, start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Warning. Things are about to get intense.
I mean, Brie and I are talking like that intense moment when the room stops, maybe time stops, when everything might be going around you, but you're looking at that one person dead in the eyes, or a maple donut in our eyes.
Usually I'm giving that stare down when I want to ask my husband for his credit card so I can go shopping.
Ooh, that is the intense that I like. Intense heat, lasting plump.
From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York.
Formulated with chili pepper, Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts.
Available in 8 sizzling shades. Blush, Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and many more.
And you know me with that red, nothing like a red flag on my sizzling lips.
Oh, we know it, girl. Can you take that heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you.
Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time.
I have to say, I feel like I was rooting for her all season, but Charlie winning made me so happy. I was so happy.
I'm thinking, I hope this happens, and I don't know, but I wouldn't be shocked if, like, sometime soon we hear, like, Charlie and Mark gonna have, like, their own little tour.
Oh,
they
maybe.
They should, right?
That actually would be really great.
How cool would that be if they did tour? Because they, I mean, they were just magic together. And the, I mean, I think she's definitely going to win an Emmy for one of those dances. Her and Mark both. They were just.
The dances were unreal. And I have to say, everyone's finale dance, like that last dance they all did, they all killed it. I mean, it was so amazing. But hers, it was almost like the simplicity and the beauty of dancing and the storytelling.
Not simple. Like, as in very, like, hard for dance. You mean, like, no. It didn't have all the backup dancers
exactly.
And the props. Well, like what Mark said, I just want to make it about dance.
Yes. That's, I mean, look at, I have goosebumps.
Yeah. They did 4 to 6 different styles. Do you know how hard that is? Yeah.
And the storytelling.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole
pumping
thing.
The heart.
Oh. Like they both are, like, finding the love, a dance.
Their love of dance again.
I literally was like,
that's why I'm they need a tour.
They do.
I'd go. Love to go. Yeah.
But if they did a tour, just them two?
They would have a bunch of people with them.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just like when, how Derek Huff does his residency and they have everyone.
And he and his wife sing, so they can sing too.
I mean, they could honestly put on a great 2-hour show.
For sure.
I think so many people would want to see it. One, I mean, Charlie has an insane following, but Mark does too. And it would be cool. You'd bring in that TikTok crowd and that dancing crowd all together. And I just think they would have an incredible tour. But I agree with you. All 4 finale dances were unreal. I loved Gabby's too. Like, I felt that. Her storytelling was perfect this season. Because, like, the finale of The Bachelorette was, like, episode 2 of Dancing with the Stars. And then she had the breakup mid-season. And so I thought their finale dance was genius.
I agree.
That song, it was like, we just watched her whole story. I thought that was amazing and was so sexy good. And hot. And I mean, I felt so bad when her heel got stuck in her dress, but like you could barely tell. Like,
you could barely tell.
Yeah. And thank God it was at the end.
And she played it off perfect.
Perfect. And then Shangela.
Ugh.
I mean,
I loved it.
And I was
it.
Sitting right there. So to watch all of this stuff live, I was in heaven. I was like, this is the best birthday gift ever. I having a blast. But Shangela, she is a performer.
Performer.
I honestly feel, and Artem felt this way too, if they were to go first or if they would have gotten all 10s on their first dance, they probably could have been up there 2nd or 3rd place. And I agree because see, what happened was after their performance, when you went to vote, it was already ended.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
And because that was just incredible. And she needs to bring Gleb on her tour.
Yeah. I want to go.
Yeah, me too.
I would love to go.
How she put in the whole story of her journey on Dancing with Stars.
Oh my gosh.
With all the
I
jokes.
I couldn't believe
and,
it. Look at me. I have like goosebumps.
And she did all that.
No
And she
way.
Thought of Natasha. All of it.
It was so good.
So good.
So
and then
good.
Like to have some of the iconic drag queens, like when they came side stage, I was like, I mean,
unreal.
I was my jaw was dropped the whole time.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I loved it. Well, I mean, it's awesome. You got to see that in person for your birthday, but my birthday, it was weird. It just kind of came and went. My whole household, we were all under the weather.
I know.
So I was really exhausted. Then I wasn't feeling good. My kids weren't feeling good. We had to drive to Tahoe that day. Brian had just flown in. Like there was just so much. Now it was cute because they all sang me happy birthday. Or Brian flew in Sunday night. All their smiles and all of it. And they had flowers and, of course, donuts and a pumpkin spice latte for me from Bouchon. The morning was so special, but I got super car sick on my way to Tahoe and just everyone sick. And then I was up all night with the kids.
Mm.
And it was funny because Brian on the 22nd was like, do you even feel like you had a birthday? I was like, it's weird. I didn't, but I did at the same time. Like,
yeah,
you know, obviously when you do something special, I guess it can feel like that. But I'm like, I woke up to you guys, I'm like, that made it feel special.
Yeah.
And that will be a really cute memory I always will have. I'm like, but dang, I feel like I get sick a lot around our birthday. I know we were in New York, but I think I was a little under the weather too.
Were
right?
we in New York? Oh, you're right. I don't know.
I come home when I was under the weather?
Probably.
I can't remember. But I just was like a little bummed out. But I'm actually going to celebrate with Kristen
this Thursday. That'll we're going to do fun. A little fun thing.
Well, not to make you jealous, and you kind of already know, but like the night before, Artem and I went to, and ended up being one of your favorite restaurants.
Tessie, is that how you say it?
Tess.
T-E-S-S-C.
Yeah. You all, if you are in West Hollywood, WeHo in LA, you have to try that restaurant.
Place amazing.
Incredible. And then they have that sommelier who's from Puerto Rico.
But all of those wines are incredible.
Incredible. He literally took my palate around the world. It was very, very happy. And it was cute because I guess Artem went over to him and was like, she's a massive wino. This is her birthday night.
I saw you do a shot of the wine.
So because I got their bone marrow pasta. So they go, do you want to keep the bone for a dessert shot after? And I was like, I don't know. And Artem goes, I'll do it. He goes, we're celebrating your birthday. And by the way, that all, like, we went shopping, like, to get a birthday outfit for Dancing with Stars. But so, like, we were both in casual clothes. And then we're like, well, maybe let's do our dinner. Because I'll admit, Bri, I was like, I was so tired. We had the Phoenix stuff. And we came back. And it was just a lot. And I had just, you know, meeting after meeting. It was just a lot. So I was like, yeah, let's do it. And then we got that second, third wind. And we were just having fun. And when he did that dessert shot, I'm like, I'm going to do it. By the way, that was the coolest thing ever.
So cool. I saw it on your Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, what was it a shot of? It's when you want to be like Princess Mary or what's Lady Mary.
A port?
I think it was a kind of like that.
A dessert
ice
port?
Ice cold, but it was like a dessert port that they do that.
No wonder you had a little hangover the next day.
I know.
That would do it, girl.
Mm-hmm. I know. And I had a lot to do that day. But it all worked out. We had a blast. And that's why the next night we had a nice reservation somewhere. And Dancing with Stars had their after party. So we popped to that for like an hour, had a lot of fun. I had a lot more than Artem. They were making good spicy margaritas.
Ooh.
And they had taco carts. And I did not eat like at all that day. So I like scarfed some tacos, had spicy margaritas. And then we just headed home because I knew Mateo and I's flight was crack of dawn early. So.
Yeah. Speaking of tacos, you know, Wednesday night for everyone, I made a homemade taco bar.
I know.
And JJ's like, just order everything. I literally cooked everything. How crazy am I? And I wasn't feeling the greatest. I was feeling fine, but.
You're the hostess with the mostest. You're like me, you know.
Where's my award? Give it to me.
Honestly,
make me one.
Right? Can we just real quick to talk about Lone Eagle since we were in Tahoe this past week? So there's this place, this restaurant called Lone Eagle, and it's a part of the Hyatt in Incline Village, and it's iconic. It's been there forever. It's a staple of Tahoe. It is just, when we're talking about memories earlier, we have incredible memories there from childhood to adulthood. So many amazing things with our grandparents, with our parents, with our cousins, aunts and uncles, so many. And as of now, they're closing it in April. And not because it's not making money. It actually, in worldwide for the Hyatt, it generates top three.
This is what's crazy. So they're tearing it down to put in Nobu, right?
Yeah.
This is the rumor.
It's a new owner. And so they really want Nobu.
This is what
drives
me crazy because, first off, those can be two completely different style restaurants. And for me, it is like, are you doing it because you want even more money to be generated?
Or I don't know,
are you trying to get rid of
that area,
like a certain class of people not to come in? Like Nobu is a very expensive sushi restaurant. Like Lone Eagle is a very nice, like all American style food restaurant.
Right.
I just don't understand.
I get why the new owner would want to bring Nobu to Incline. But this is what I think. I mean, I would really love to talk to Larry Ellison because I know he's the guy that just bought the Hyatt in Incline Village. I think they need to put Nobu on the top of the Hyatt.
That would be
good.
And
you would get
the
views
hotel.
Of, yeah, and it could be so Nobu'd out because
yes.
We know Nobu does it right. And I mean, Nobu is one of my favorite restaurants.
Oh, mine too.
I mean,
when you and I go in there, we know we're going to spend $200 each.
$200
each? Don't you think?
Well, I mean, how you and I do Nobu, it's usually a lot more than that.
No way. $200 each.
Okay. My thing is you can't get rid of Lone Eagle.
You can't.
You can if you want to revamp it and make it a little more bougier, there's ways to do that. And you keep the foundation of it and the meaning of it.
Right. And all the jobs that are going to be lost.
You keep Luke, the guitar player. But put Nobu on the top. Also, I think for that kind of clientele, you could have this cool like VIP elevator.
Right.
Like you can make it so bougie, nice, and then still see Lake Tahoe.
Larry, call us.
Call us.
I know you're an incline
because
more.
Lot of, people are upset about it.
A lot of people.
A lot. I'm surprised the petition hasn't started going around about it.
I know.
It's just sad because all those people who are going to lose jobs, but also I feel bad for the memory of the Lone Eagle. It's like,
it's such
beyond
a
iconic
huge
for Lake Tahoe.
Of Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
People from all over go there.
For a restaurant that's, number 20 in the franchise.
And for 50. Me, Nobu is so, I love Nobu, but it's also kind of like.
This is my thing.
I don't know.
If we're bringing in this clientele, I'm just going to say it. Celebrities and influencers start showing up to Incline and you disrespect Mother Nature and that lake. Oh, I mean, there's going to be more than body slams, right, Brie? Well, because Lake Tahoe has always been a place that's been so protected, but people that come there don't come there for the gram. They come because they enjoy the trees and the nature. They care about the environment. That's why you'll see bumper stickers everywhere about keep Tahoe blue. Like it's people are very protective. And I think that's the big thing why they've been upset about bringing in the Nobu and stuff. Cause they're afraid people are going to start coming here for the wrong reasons. And it's going to ruin what has kept Tahoe so special for so long. It's spiritual there. It is like that water is precious. And so,
well, we'll see. It's all upsetting, but we'll see. We'll see.
But I think that's, the compromise. Look, I would love one night to go to Nobu on the top floor and then another night to go to Lone Eagle that I have the greatest memories of my life at. Like,
I agree.
And I would love both. Let's do both.
And the region
we can.
Calneva. Like, put it over there too.
I think he's making that, from what I've heard, a wellness hotel. But I heard originally he was going to put Nobu there, and I don't know what happened. So, which that would have been amazing.
I agree. There's so many rumors. So, let's see what really happens.
Right, because the Calneva, like, how are you not restoring Sinatra's spot? I mean, think.
They should make that all feel like.
Marilyn and the Kennedys and the list goes on and the people. I mean, the Rat Pack, all of them were there. And a lot of people, I guess, in the area thought he was going to restore it and it was going to be this incredible 1920s to 1950s feel. You're going to walk in, get a feel like you were them again. And then now, I don't know. It's okay. I think whatever it'll be amazing. And as long as people who come to visit, they just respect it. And that's, all we could pray and hope for.
I agree with you. Well, until then, let's enjoy Lone Eagle as much as we can.
Yeah. And Brie, we got to talk about something that's amazing happening tonight.
What?
What do you mean?
The premiere of Barmageddon.
Well, the premiere as in the premiere before the premiere.
What's the premiere before the premiere?
So our premiere is this Monday, the 5th, right?
Yes.
On USA after Monday Night Raw. And you all better tune in. Tonight is the premiere, as in party premiere of Barmageddon.
Oh, yes.
In Nashville at Ole Red. And you guys, I am doing a live IG tour. So come join. Go to USA Network's IG, my IG, or Barmageddon's IG, and you're going to see me there. So
I'm really sad I'm not going, but
I am so sad you won't be here tonight.
I kept going back and forth, but I just wasn't feeling it.
But you know what? You're going to an amazing launch tomorrow. So I get it.
I am. I'm going to our good friend Carlo Mondavi is launching his electric tractor, Monarch. So go look it up, Monarch Tractor. I'm going to put it all over my social media. And that just felt like something more up my alley and special to do.
You mean than drinking in Nashville? No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, that sounds fun, but after Thanksgiving and...
I agree with you. I feel you, girl. Well, I'm headed to Nashville then to New York, so...
You're crazy.
I know. We got a big premiere happening Monday night and I need to make sure everyone's going to watch it.
I will say this. I'm jealous that you get to see all the New York City decorations because New York during the holidays is the best.
I can't wait to see all the Bergdorf windows and the Macy's windows. I always love getting like a nice like coffee and then like walking and staring at each window. It's like my favorite.
So guess what? Next year.
And then I go to Nobu 57. It's like my favorite spot ever.
Next year I have to make a trip and go out.
You do. And you know I'm going to be hitting up the Polo Bar.
Oh yes, I know it.
And then the Gold Bar at the St. Regis.
You just stop.
And I'll make sure to send you, don't worry, I'll send you selfies from all of it, even at Central Park.
Meanie.
I know.
You're so bad.
I love it. And also everyone, Brie and I, so as you guys know, we have a wine club, Club Bonita Bonita. Our fall shipment, we now have all the bottles a la carte on BonitaBonitaWine.com. So I know y'all need to stock up for the holidays. We have our sparkling wine, our Pinot Noir, and our red blend now for sale for individual bottles. So go stock up because, as you know, we're a boutique winery, and when it's gone, it's gone.
That's right. And also, we're going to do another Zoom in a couple weeks that I'll be leading. It's going to be fun. A holiday craft. So save your champagne cork because...
You don't want more than one reindeer.
Okay. Save your sparkling wine corks. Because we're going to make cute little reindeer out of them.
She's like
drink
so
some
pumped.
Wine and pumped.
And as she's making them, I will be drinking it all. I just need to make sure she has enough corks. So
should we wear Christmas PJs?
Or I thought we were doing ugly sweaters.
Are we doing ugly sweaters?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not going to go buy an ugly sweater.
Oh, rare.
Maybe I'll make one.
Okay. Well, you do you.
Okay.
And I'll do me.
Well, we need to think about that because I thought we were doing like PJs.
Oh, I mean, if you want to do PJs, I mean,
no, I get it.
Know,
if we'll
so
do,
I'm cool with that.
If you want to do an ugly sweater, we can do that too.
Well, whatever it is, I'm going to make sure that I'm hydrated to dehydrate during the Zoom, and you will just lead arts and crafts.
That's awesome. Yeah. I can't wait.
And Ryan will be there too, right?
Yeah.
And then I feel like we should get Christmas carol. We need to bring in or Santa or I don't know, something.
What do you mean Santa? I thought he lived in the North Pole and he comes on the 25th.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've done a lot of catching up, which I feel like is needed. I feel like we haven't done that in a while.
We haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah, that felt really good.
Felt good, sister.
Well, I say we take a quick break, and when we come back, we get to our inspiration and affirmation.
Welcome to a special segment brought to you by Xfinity. Nikki and I juggle a lot of different roles, being moms, wives, sisters, TV personalities, podcast hosts, partners in wine, so that means our days are very chaotic. I love being a mom first, but I have to say, I've never wanted to really sacrifice my career, and that's why we partnered up with Xfinity. Get a powerful connection that works throughout your home with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi. Whether I'm on a video call for work, I don't have to worry about them dropping. Or if I'm watching cooking videos to make something fun for the kids, and I feel like I've been able to be this hands-on mom, work from home, I feel like I can just balance everything, as long as I have some reliable internet. Today, I was able to make my kids some breakfast, but before I took them to school, I had to jump on a video call. Head to my office, boom, I sit on the desk, and next thing you know, I'm in a meeting with people in England, and I'm going over a presentation with people in New York. The one thing I have to say that Xfinity has given me is peace of mind. I feel like Xfinity has literally made my household run very nicely, very calmly, and I am so blessed for them. That wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity has allowed me to do so much of my day. Reliable internet isn't just a luxury for us, it's a must. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you worry less about dead spots because let's be honest, they're the worst. Huge thank you to Xfinity for supporting the show. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With reliable coverage on all your devices, home just got even sweeter with Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
I have to say, Winston and Penelope love me better than I feel any human in the world. Their love is so deep and so unconditional. I feel like their goal in life is just to make me so happy and to make me feel proud of them. I just couldn't imagine life without my little Winston and my little Penelope.
Oh, I love that. And I agree. And that's why Merrick Pet Care is the absolute best. It was founded in Hereford, Texas. Merrick has been crafting high-quality dog food for over 30 years. Real is Merrick's recipe, so they always use deboned meat, fish, or poultry as the number one ingredient. Merrick crafts real ingredients into homestyle recipes like real Texas beef and sweet potato or Grammy's pot pie.
I'm so picky what I give Penelope and Winston. When it comes to ingredients, it's all about how healthy it is, how simple it is to read the ingredients, and Merrick does exactly that.
Let's be honest, dogs are a part of the family. That's why Merrick's a great choice. So check out Merrick online or in your local pet store and look for their new packaging with real ingredients shown on the bag and inside it. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Wow, that is so cool. I feel like there's so many times I drive around and I always look and I'm like, oh my gosh, if that was just a park for kids to be at. One thing I find as a mom that is so healthy for my children mentally and physically is places for them to run around that feel safe, that have community. I also feel like it's a great place for kids to be social. So I find it absolutely incredible that Macy's is going the extra yard to really help the emotional and physical well-being of children.
Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Okay, so because it's the holidays and that time of year, and the Grinch being one of my favorite stories.
The Grinches?
Well, I love the movies of the Grinch, and I love Dr. Seuss, and I just love that. It just feels like Christmas time, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the Grinch, the actual character, is not my fave, but I mean, he was sweet.
His heart did grow to more sizes. Was that the thing?
Well, yeah.
Birdie, that's
so many jokes.
Well, you know, that's Birdie's favorite movie.
Oh, I mean, I love that movie.
So I feel like I know the Grinch story very well.
With Jim Carrey.
No.
Oh.
The animated one. Oh, okay. Jim Carrey one's a little creepy.
Really?
He's
so good. Okay, so I'm going to share a quote by Dr. Seuss.
Let's hear it.
And since we were talking about memories, I thought this one's perfect. Sometimes you will never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory.
Ooh, that totally goes to what we were saying.
You know what I mean? And Dr. Seuss was before his time, right? When we could read, like when you read through the rhymes and the poetry and the writing, like it's almost like he knew what the future needed in his words.
I do agree with that. But also he did write at a time when they also felt like they needed to hear that. The 60s, the 70s,
right.
They also felt that was a time to end war, and they were big on environmental issues even at that time. They were all about make love, not war, all of it. So I also think he spoke at a time where he was experiencing things that we still need today.
Right.
You know, violence, less violence, more love, inspiration to get people, you know, I think he went through depression. He went through a lot of things, even though, yes, he was before his time, but also he spoke at the times of those days. It's just a little different now. But what I love about that saying is that sometimes you do forget that moments do our memories of our future. And so they're always like, be present in the moment. But what's cool is when you're present in a moment, it will still be a memory in the future.
See, ding, ding right there. Because for me, what that quote did for me is it hit me and like, be present. Because how many times do we look back at memories and we're like, oh, I just wish I really enjoyed that. Or you might have, but then it's like you kind of look and you're like, that was a really big moment in my life. And in the moment, I didn't realize it. And it just shows you about like how important it is to be present. Like spiritual people or your therapist or whoever it might be, your mom, your dad, like they're not just saying it to say it. It's actually because they've experienced it and they look back at those moments or those memories. And it was like, wow, I didn't even know what I was creating.
Oh, for sure. It's so true. So what you're saying is this holiday season, we need to really,
we have to create a lot more memories.
Yeah.
The beauty of being you is that you can create them. Mm-hmm. You don't have to wait for them. You don't have to have this moment come. You can go capture it and create it and get a look back on it. And that is the beauty about being a human being. And so I know for Mateo and for Artem and even for myself, I'm going to go create a lot of memories this holiday season. So I, throughout the year, can look back and be like, wow.
Yeah.
What an amazing memory.
Well, you know what I'm doing this week that I'm really excited because I still have the fake tree that Brian and I got when we first moved in together, gosh, 10 years ago or maybe 11, in Mission Bay in our apartment. We bought this little tree and it's fake. And I said, this year, you know what, Brian, I am going to we're going to have our fake tree. We're not going to go get a real tree or any of that, but I'm going to take the kids to the tree farm and they can pick out two mini ones. And then in the corner where we put our tree, I'm going to have the three there. So it's Brian and our tree. Aww. Buddy gets to decorate his tree. Birdie gets to decorate hers. And you're going to see our three little trees. And I go, and I think I'm going to just make that a tradition in our family. Yeah. And Brian and I will always have the tree that we got together when I was 29. That we'll always have that. And that's ours. Yeah. And the kids then will always have their little thing. And then it's like, you see them three together. I just was like, I'm going to create that for the family, make it a little tradition and something fun. But that's going to be like our thing this week. And the kids are so excited. We actually started to make ornaments, and just to give some people ideas, you can use their thumbprint and get different colors, and you can make a candy cane. So do red, white with their thumbprint on this little thing of wood. And then you can make lights and like just different fun. They love it. And then you just get some burlap, string it up. Boom. There's an ornament.
Oh my God. I love that. Well, I've done that with wine corks. Like when I have a really special bottle, and because it's like celebrating something, and I always write the memory on there, and then I keep it in this like jar thing. And then what's fun is sometimes I will go to the cork and I pull it out and I read the memory. And you always put the year.
What? Why don't we make a sleigh of reindeer for you?
Oh, girl, I'm not turning.
We'll use all your corks.
My memory corks into reindeer.
But then you can make a whole. How many reindeer are there? 12.
I mean, I can
do Santa
sleigh. Yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
Opus will be Rudolph.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of stuff is so special. I'd say that's always been the plus about being a reality star, as we get, even though sometimes it's hard to rewatch some of the things, but then it's really neat to rewatch the other parts, the amazing, beautiful parts.
Right.
The labors and engagements and all those kind of things. And like, I got to see the super tease for the wedding special, which I cannot wait for the world to see it, which should be soon.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, just seeing that super tease of like, all those different moments from just August of like wedding planning and getting married. And it was so fun.
Oh gosh.
You at the bachelorette party.
Oh, man.
It was just, wow. Those are the times where I'm like, I love being a reality star.
Yeah.
Cause we get those moments forever. Now when Mateo's going to pull up some footage when he's older, I'm gonna be like, that was Brie. That was not your mom.
And then I'll be like, look at the boobs. Yep. That's your mom.
Whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Brie, I say we go open up another can of mamitas, make a memory, and have everyone go look at our memories, because you can find us on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook.
Yes.
And also make sure to call the Bellas podcast hotline and leave us a message, 855-3-BELLAS, because we're answering them next week.
That's right. So if you're limited on your social media, make sure the Bellas podcast is number one.
Yeah. If there's like a favorite, or you can put us on that list.
Or
yeah.
Pin us.
Yeah.
Right?
Keep us at the top of your list, even if you're doing only 40 minutes.
You know,
us a part of it.
I miss MySpace where you can have your top 10.
I do not, because can you imagine all the clickbait headlines in the world? I mean,
yeah, MySpace?
Top 10. Because someone will drop their top 10 and then they're like, they had a falling out or they broke up. I mean, it just would cause a lot of drama in this day and age.
More than there already is.
I mean, and think of already, it would be how many kids would be upset at schools. Like, you're ranking people.
That's true.
I don't like that. I agree. Any of that.
No wonder MySpace didn't survive.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.